Hello, Adrian.
Hi, Todd.
Adrian, I must compliment you. You always have the nicest jewelry.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice thing to say.
Where do you get it?
Various places. A lot of jewelry I pick up interesting pieces when I'm traveling, but also a lot of my jewelry I make.
Get out of here.
No, I'm serious.
You make your own jewelry.
Yeah, some of it. It's kind of a hobby of mine that just developed in the last few years.
Now, that's pretty cool that you make your own jewelry. Like, how do you make jewelry? What's the process?
Well, depends on what you want to make, of course, but I go to the jewelry shop or the bead shop usually, and they have all of the different pieces, different kinds of beads, different kinds of chains, different kinds of clasps, and wire, and all of the things that you need to put a necklace or bracelet together.
And you just fiddle it together?
Yeah, usually I have an idea in mind, a color scheme in mind, or maybe I'm thinking I bought a new skirt and I want something to go with it. So it actually it was a hobby born out of necessity because I couldn't afford to keep up with my buying accessories all the time. So,
Cool. So, how did you learn how to do this? Did you take a class?
No, I probably should actually. But no, it actually started not too long ago. A friend of mine had a really, really nice looking necklace that was falling apart. And I looked at it closely and I thought, oh, this should be easy to fix. She couldn't find a jeweler who would touch it because they were worried about it breaking and then they would be responsible.
Right.
And so I said, well, let me try. Of course, I don't want to be responsible either, but let me try as a friend. And so I went to the store and found the wire and the clasps and everything we needed to fix it. And it turned out actually really nice. And she was so pleased with it that I decided to fix a few other pieces that had been lying in my closet untouched for a long time and fix them. They turned out really nice. And then I went back and started finding more interesting pieces to work with. And so, yeah, it was just kind of a slow development.
So when you make the jewelry, what tools do you use? What do you got?
Usually, you need some kind of a wire cutter or scissors, depending on whether you're working with string or thin wire. I recommend thin wire just because it lasts longer, it's stronger, string can wear out. You have a needle nose plier, so it's a type, a specific type of pliers that has a very pointed end on it, needle nose, they call it. And that's used to clamp some of the clasps together and also just to help pull the thread through the beads, that kind of thing. And then you'd need to buy separate clasps to be able to wire everything and be able to wear it, basically. So it's actually really straightforward and very simple. It just sounds and looks very complicated, so it makes everyone much more impressed than they should be, I think.
Well, the jewelry store people probably don't want to hear that.
Maybe, maybe.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。